My life would be a lot easier if the dead in this town would just cooperate. Maybe it was the living. They never seemed to cooperate either. I hefted one eyelid by sheer force of will and spied the time on my alarm clock. That alarm clock was just for show. No one, not even me, used them much anymore. Lately, it was there so I didn't have to look at the time on my phone. Said alarm clock was blinking 12 o'clock at me. The power had gone out sometime since I'd fallen into bed. Figures. It didn't matter that I lived in a nice neighborhood. Mother Nature was a testy woman on the best of days. But in the spring, in this part of the country, she was downright spiteful. The knock, well, more like pounding, on my front door rattled through my house again, which was what had woken me up from a very deep, much-needed sleep in the first damn place. I knew that insistent cop knock. Jay was pounding on my door like the badge-wielding tool he was. Granted, I too had a badge. But I wasn't the jerk accosting his door at 0:30 in the morning. Groaning, I peeled myself from my oh-so-soft mattress and stomped to my door, yanking it open before Jay could splinter the wood. What? Yeah, it came out more like a bark, but it wasn't even dawn, and I was in no mood. Instead of saying anything at all, Jay waved a to-go cup of coffee in my face as a peace offering. I fell on the caffeine-laden cup like a junkie, sucking down the brew like my life, or more accurately, Jay's life, depended on it. Only after the cup was half-drained did I let him pass the threshold into my living room. Shuffling past me, he plopped onto my overstuffed sofa like he owned it. He didn't, but Jeremiah Cooper, aka Jay, was my best friend. Hell, my only friend. And he'd spent many a morning, evening, and afternoon on that couch. Jay wasn't the only person sitting there, but he paid exactly zero attention to the slightly see-through dead man perched right next to him, lounging on the cushions like the Queen of Sheba. Jay, and everyone else in my life, couldn't see him. No one could. No one but me. Dead guy was Hildenbrand O'Shea, and he died sometime in the 1840s. Hildy couldn't tell me the exact year he'd passed, and records were scant, so it was anyone's guess when he'd actually kicked the bucket. Hildy was adamant about the decade, at least, even if the story of his demise changed every time he told it. Hildy had a lot of fun messing with the living. At present, he was making grotesquely funny faces about 2 inches from Jay's nose, which was at odds with his posh knee-length jacket, waistcoat, and slacks, the markings of high society in the decade he'd passed. I wasn't positive on the coloring of his clothes because Hildy wasn't exactly solid, but I could tell he had light hair and eyes, wore a cravat with a paisley pattern, and sometimes held a walking stick and a top hat. Even though he didn't have either right now. He appeared to be in his late 30s with a sharp knife blade of a nose and square jaw. Typically, I'd be trying not to laugh, but half a cup of coffee was a losing battle against my tired body. I was in no mood. I was all in favor of crawling right back into my bed and waking up at the super reasonable hour of 7, maybe even 8.